nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake. All of those tourists covered with oil, strumming my six string on my front porch swing. Smell those shrimp, they're beginning to boil. Wasting away.
You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Brian Kilby here. You know, you people are lucky. I almost didn't do RFC today. Why? Because I don't have a lot of material. I'm just lazy. John, he's taking the week off. So apparently is Tony Fitz. And Goldie is. So basically, it's up to me. Hooper X and Robotech Master to fill the time this week, so I guess I'll have to do it. So, the reason I did it, though, started on the show, because I checked the counter. It seems that a lot of people are checking by the site today for the new update, and I really feel obligated to give you one instead of waiting till tomorrow. So, here we are. As you know, this is Brian Kilby, and this week on the show, we have Point the Blame by Hooper X, and Bringing in the Idiots by Robotech Master, who is starting off his first week here on RFC. Before we get into the show, I want to remind you guys about the new RFC On Your Site promotion. There's a little link up there at the top of the page if you're viewing this on the RFC homepage, which is tfradio.net. You click on that link, and it takes you to a page with little snippets of HTML. What that does, that allows you to put the RFC webcast on your homepage. It's an attempt to expand the listener base of Radio Free Cybertron and to provide a free service to our listeners. What that entails is you just putting the link up there on your homepage, and your people there visit your page, clicks on the link, and RFC pops up. That only includes, though, the current week show. That does not include anything in the archive or anything else. That is just the current show. I really can't lend the rest of that out, because it's too complicated, and I'm sort of worried about copyright issues and just matters of credit and all that. But for those of you who are listening on the other sites, we appreciate you listening, and we hope you come back to this website next week and listen to Radio Free Cybertron. And if you want to check out our archives, they are available at tfradio.net, available 24/7. You know, besides Point to Blame and Bringing in the Idiots, I like that title, that's this week's segment anyway, I want to do trivia, like usual, because I can't. Last week, the clip came from Maximal No More. People who got it right, as of my last check, was Donovan Moser, Robert Ranting, or Bobby Brown, whichever you want to be called by, the Castellan, and Tigerhawk. I may have had a few more people besides that, but I'm terrible with email. I have about a dozen in my inbox that go back to Monday the 12th. So I'll eventually get back to that. And as far as trivia goes, you know how it works. I will play the clip, give you a second to think on it, then I will play it again. And if you know it, email me, brian@tfradio.com. That's brian@tfradio.com. Here is the clip. And again? So, if you know it, email me, brian@tfradio.com. I do have a bit of news that's Transformers related. Today, a friend of mine, Hitman Pez, or Chris Triplett, as he is known by the people around here, found Beast Wars Transmetals for the PlayStation 2 at express.com. It's due out in September of 2001, and basically it will probably be the same game as we had on the PlayStation and N64. But the interesting thing is, when I posted the link to ATT, the link was broken off into two segments. And when you click on the first segment, it takes you to a porn game. Yes, you heard me right, a porn game. And suffice it to say, there was a little bit of leery appearances on ATT. People thought that I'm either playing a joke or terribly lonely. While the latter is true, I wasn't playing a joke. If you put the whole link in there, cut and paste the whole thing, it works. But as it is, if you just click on the link, you go to a porn game. And for all of you who like porn games, I just gave you a free plug.
That's right, it's time for this week's installment of Point the Blame. As always, I'm your illustrious host, Hooper X. Playing catch-up this week, I fear, given that last week the hot topic was, in fact, the Robots in Disguise toy line that Hasbro has slated for later this year. I believe that everyone else except for me on Radio Free Cybertron last week had something to say about this new and wonderful toy line. Well, this week I'm going to present my take, the Point the Blame official viewpoint, on the 2001 Hasbro lineup. First off, the leftovers, the last bit of Beast Machines, the Battle for the Spark line, looks pretty good. You've got the Supreme Optimus Primal with the big funky red clown nose, and you've got a couple of really nice looking pieces there. You got Striker, you got Savage Noble, Beast Changer, who's actually hitting shelves now, as I understand it. They both appear to be very nice toys, look interesting. And that's really, I don't know, the whole Beast Machines line just hasn't done it for me. There's some nice toys, but, eh. I mean, really, the entire line for me has just left me with a feeling of, eh, okay, whatever. So, looking at the Robots in Disguise line, what this is, my friends, is not Hasbro loving the fans. This is not the return of Optimus and Megatron. This is not the second coming of Christ. What this is, however, is filler. This is Hasbro biding its time until it can get the new toys, the new molds, the new show, the new whatever, lined up for the big 2002 line. I think we can all say that Hasbro has probably got something pretty heavy up its sleeve for 2002, given that that's the only rationale I can think of whatsoever for importing such a horrific TV series and really lackluster toy line as Car Robots into the U.S. Now, Car Robots will have a few surprises here and there, I think. We are getting what sounds like repainted, well, not really repainted per se, but simply repackaged Beast Wars 2nd Dirge and Thrust thrown into some packs with Indy Heat and Wrecker Hook. We are getting the Beast Machine's three-headed dog, dubbed Bruticus, over here. And we are getting a few other things. The things we are not getting, however, would seem to include Brave Maximus, much to the chagrin and dismay of many trans fans. Hopefully we won't be getting JRX, the ugliest combiner ever, or Baldigus. We really don't need yet another cycling out of that mold. I'm sorry, it was bad when it came out in 1986. It's bad today. It's not a good toy. The Bruticus mold, the Combaticons, are some of the crappiest Transformers toys ever made. They are junky, dorky, turdy little pieces of peghead crap. They are crap, C-R-A-P. They are not worth the money. Okay? Now, looking forward to what we probably will see, we'll probably get a few more really, really bad names. Probably nothing quite on the Tankor, Cheetor, Waspinator side of things. We are getting some definite Gen 1 holdovers confirmed. So far we've got Ironhide, Mirage, Prowl, Optimus Prime, Ultra Magnus, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I think one thing we will learn from this is which names we know for a fact Hasbro does not have anymore. I think it's safe to say they have Soundwave. Apparently they still have Grimlock. One name that people have batted about that's been running through the Transformer fan circles is Starscream. Where's Starscream in this series? That, really, to be honest, does kind of worry me a little bit because, to be honest, at least if this is the classic Megatron, which it might be, I'm not sure, I'm going to be bored to tears without Starscream around. Now, if this is the Beast Wars Megatron, for whatever bizarre reason it may be, yes, then why? Why? I really want to know, what is the rationale for this cartoon other than filler? It's filler, people. Plain and simple, it's not Hasbro or Takara loving you. It's not some present from on high. It's filler. And the whole Takara loves the fans, Hasbro loves the fans thing is a bit of a misnomer to me, in that they are corporations. They cannot feel emotions. They cannot love the fans. They are corporations. Their purpose is to make money, something Takara has not been doing at all as of late, and something that Hasbro seems to have been having a bit of trouble with, too. Now, if you think they're trotting out car robots because they love you, no. They are trotting out car robots because they love those little green pieces of paper that you fork over for car robots toys. That is what Hasbro loves about the fans. And as it's time to say goodbye on yet another segment of Point the Blame, I'm just going to go through the usual end of segment spiel. I'm Hooper X of SexSexWorld.com. Opening theme is by Catch-22. You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron thanks to Brian Kilby. The email address for the show is killmylonely@AOL.com. Destroy, Erase, Improve, and a few other things, no doubt, are coming up next. This is Hooper X, as always. Come back next week for yet another segment right here on
Point the Blame!
And thank you there, Hoop. Coming up on the show now, we have Robotech Master with this week's segment of his. Hopefully it will be the beginning of many more. And he entitles it, Bringing in the Idiots.
I'm Robotech Master, and you're listening to Radio Free Cybertron. The views expressed here are not necessarily those of Radio Free Cybertron. If they were, they would be reading this instead of me. If you have any feedback or complaints, my email address is robotech@eyrie.org. I once heard a quote from someone, I think it was George Carlin, that went something like this. Do you know how dumb the average person is? Well, by definition, half the world's population is even dumber than that. Some people have expressed concern lately that the coming of this new Robots in Disguise show to these shores will bring with it a bunch of, well, idiots. People attracted to the fandom scene solely by the presence of an Optimus Prime who is, as the tagline goes, truck, not monkey. People who will fill the group with unwanted noise and unwanted hostility toward fans of prior shows. The really funny thing is how much history is repeating itself here. Back before Beast Wars began, we had people bewailing the coming of this new show, predicting that people who had never even heard of G1 would show up and essentially ruin the group. It even led to the splintering off of a G1-only news group, Alt Toys Transformers Classic Moderated, so that the G1 fans would have somewhere to retreat when the Beast Wars fans overran ATT. And of course, it didn't happen. Sure, there's a lot more Beast discussion than Classic discussion on ATT now, but Beasts are what we've had for the last 5 years. Also, some of the more vocal ATTCM posters have left ATT altogether, taking their G1 traffic with them. You can't say these changes are due solely to some great influx of beastie idiots. Or even that most of those beast fan people are idiots, Queen and notwithstanding. Suffice it to say that the beast shows have not been the end of all intelligent conversation in ATT. And neither will robots in disguise. Here's why. Let's start with the revitalization of fandom. We trans fans are unbelievably lucky. We were lucky to get G2 and Machine Wars. We were lucky to get Beast Wars. We were lucky even to get Beast Machines. And we're damn lucky to get Robots in Disguise. With each new show, comic, or toy line, we get new things to talk about, new subjects of conversation and speculation to keep the groups alive. By comparison, let's look at another fandom of mine, the other great transforming robot show of the early to mid-1980s, Robotech. Made from three anime series tied together, Robotech had an incredible amount of popularity in its heyday. It even shares a toy with Transformers, Jetfire, which Hasbro bought from Bandai in the early years. Several years ago, Robotech's popularity was again booming. The show was re-shown on the Cartoon Network and the Sci-Fi Channel, the toys were reissued through Playmates' ExoSquad line, and there were multiple Robotech discussion areas going. There were the original Robotech mailing list, the grand old man of Robotech discussion with topicality enforced by strict moderation. The Robotech Cantina, a more loosely moderated group where people could just hang out and let their hair down. And two Robotech news groups, Alt-Fan Robotech and Alt-TV Robotech. But after a while, Robotech got all talked out. There was no new Robotech media for years. Nothing to bring in new fans or promote new ideas. And after a while, it just got to the point where everything had been said. When some newbie might bring up an old question, they were likely to be snapped at with a terse, "Read the fact!" Now the Robotech mailing list is nearly dead. The Cantina has very little traffic but flames over whether the third part of the show happened in 2030 or 2040, and the news groups are very low traffic. Even at its worst, Alt Toys Transformers has always had some worthwhile discussion going on. Even in the days of Queena, we trans fans could just mark another notch in our kill files and move on. No matter how bad the latest show was, no matter how ugly the toys, Transformers is still alive. It still goes on. And there is no indication it is likely to die anytime soon. We've come full circle, from modern vehicles and metallic beasts, to futuristic vehicles, to semi-organic beasts, to ugly biomechanical beasts, back to modern vehicles and metallic beasts again. Where will we go from here? Another revolution? Who knows? But the important thing is, we're still moving. There's still a reason to be here. There's still stuff to talk about. Robotech is firmly mired in the mud. Its discussion is mostly dead, and there is no indication it is going anywhere soon. Now let's talk about idiots. I suspect that a lot of the fear over robots in disguise-loving idiots comes from the fact that this show is aimed much more squarely at the kiddie demographic. So we'll get posts from kids who haven't yet learned to control themselves when talking with more mature people. Kids who say stupid things, who post in all caps and dude speak because they think it's cool and don't care. Kids who are annoying. Folks, I just doubt it. I think most kids are too clueless to post on Usenet news groups. After all, you have to read those, and they're just words. No pretty pictures or animations or naked women or stuff. Now, if you are a kid listening to this and feel offended by what I've just said, then don't worry. I wasn't talking about you, because you obviously had enough of a clue to find this site in the first place. But for reasons I'm about to go into, I don't think most kids will have the desire or the clue to find the news group. Backing up for just a moment to idiots in general, let me date myself. I'm coming up on my 10th anniversary of discovering Usenet. I've been here since the tail end of the last civilized era. I survived the coming of the AOL users, or AO losers, the Prodigy users, the CompuServe users, even the WebTV users, all of whom were dumped onto Usenet with little or no instruction, least of all in etiquette. And guess what? I'm still reading Usenet, and most of the idiots aren't. The secret is that the idiots have fun for a little while, but then decide it's not worth their trouble and drift away. People keep predicting Usenet's impending heat death. They have been for years, but it is still going strong. Perhaps part of the reason for this is that actually very few people want to take the trouble to use Usenet anymore, relatively speaking. In this day and age, people think that the World Wide Web is the Internet. They know how to use their web browser, they know how to use their email program, which is usually part and parcel of their web browser, and that's about it. This new stuff is just too confusing. Why do I want to mess with that? Usenet sort of serves as its own cluefulness filter. You have to have a certain amount of knowledge just to get on in the first place. These two paragraphs from a Salon magazine article, A Kinder, Gentler Usenet, say it best. Quote, consider the hurdles that newsgroup neophytes have to overcome. Until recently, reading Usenet meant downloading a client program, configuring it to communicate with one of the news servers that handles Usenet traffic, and deciphering a mire of directories before eventually stumbling across a newsgroup that was both relevant to your interests and trafficked by humans. Then, of course, you would have to wade through the spam, flame wars, and pornographic solicitations. Compare that to the relevance and ease of joining, say, a moderated forum on CNN.com, and it's no surprise that people have been predicting Usenet's death. My overall view on this is that Usenet, the newsgroups, never really evolved out of the old Internet interfaces, says Eric Horvitz, who is researching Usenet at Microsoft. It's this arcane world, still, that's not really friendly to a majority of consumers. It's like the ham radio users, the CB users of the Internet. End quote. Sure, Dejan News has made it easier for newbies to get started, as you can tell by seeing how many people refer to Alt Toys Transformers as this site instead of this group. And even though it's down right now in the Google transition, it'll still be back sooner or later. But even Deja is not the easiest or most friendly thing in the world to use, and it's doubtful even Google could make it too much better. And with the proliferation of webpage forums, like the ones at AnimeOnDVD.com or TableTalkSalon.com, I think a lot of users will just go with what's easier and find the nearest forum on the nearest website and post there instead. So, those people who do make it to Alt Toys Transformers, or Rec Toys Transformers Moderated for that matter, will probably be pretty smart to begin with, at least technically. They'll pick up on what's going on in the group and adapt to it, or else there'll be pains for a little while and then they'll drift away when they get tired of it. The ones who stay will have new points of view that will make our groups all the richer for having them, even if they don't agree with us. Hey, even we don't agree with us all the time. I can't help but see this as a positive, no matter how many temporary idiots we might get.
You can be a talking achiever. You can sit around the house and watch and leave it to Beaver. The future's up to you, so what you gonna do?
And thank you there, Robotech Master. And can you believe it? That's RSC for this week. Yeah, no gigantic two-hour shows. No gigantic one-hour show. No gigantic half-hour show. Oh, don't worry. Next week we'll have more. Hopefully. And just keep tuning in. Check out the site and all this stuff if you haven't before. And if you're listening on the participating websites in the RSC on your site promotion, check out our website. That's www.tfradio.net for the best in Transformers internet related goodness. So that's it. Next week, Brian Kilby signing off. Come back.